seeking collaborations with influential people? At GZPR, we create passion-fueled collaborations that go beyond traditional representation. A performance agency that onboards new clients every month. Our focus is on POC collaborations. Contact us now at hellogzpr.com, a self-aware public relations agency exploring world perspectives with leading talents. Hello and welcome. My name is Tiffany Farag and welcome to Get to Know You Cafe. Why is knowing another person deeply important? In an age where superficial interactions dominate our lives, the ability to authentically connect with others is becoming increasingly rare and invaluable. If you would like to master the art of getting to know others, take a look at our course. The link is available in the show description. In my mission to open conversations and access deeper dialogue, I wanted to hear from you listeners on last week's question and discussion. Last week, Tara Nicholas and I discussed the question, how can we train our listening muscle? Today, I'll be discussing the responses and the episode. Thank you so much, everybody, firstly, for joining the conversation. And this is your community and this is your podcast. So I'm very happy that we have this incredible space and that people are, tuning in from around the world and sharing perspectives and raising questions that, you know, many of us won't always hear about because we don't have, you know, we haven't grown up the same way. We don't come, you know, when you have people from different backgrounds, races, religions, parts of the world, lots of different situations, you think of different questions, different things come to your mind. Sometimes someone from the other part of the world hasn't ever thought of that question. And then, you know, once they do, when it comes to their forefront and you're like, you know, it unlocks another part of their brain and they help understand themselves better and in turn better understand, you know, other people. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining these conversations, being part of this incredible, incredible space. We have some responses from Brazil, Ireland, and New York. I'd love to thank Tara for coming on the podcast, firstly, and it was absolutely incredible diving into the podcast conversation with her and hearing her perspective and hearing her thoughts and her experiences on how she trains her listening muscles and hearing her journey, like what an incredible journey. And she's doing so many different things and has been. And it's just absolutely, you know, for many people, that would be like crazy, you know, like when people leave, you know, traditional jobs or leave it, you know, something 9 to 5 and that one thing that they do and they're doing many different things because a lot of creative people are, they seem like quite crazy to, for many, and that's been said to me included. So I love that she's just, you know, learning, finding her path through those different experiences, through those different ventures, through those different, you know, avenues and creating her own path. So that's just absolutely incredible. And you know, it's something, you know, I could relate and resonate with myself because I feel like that, you know, traditional paths don't serve everybody. In fact, can be more stressful and disaligning and really foreign to your heart and soul and as to, you know, the path and journey that you want to take, the path and journey that you want to be on. Like, I want to be on the journey, even though I've got these goals or I've got these aspirations and I'm heading to a direction, wanting something to happen and wanting growth or some or progression. You know, I want to enjoy the little steps. I want to enjoy each step. So I think that's the biggest thing. And we all enjoy our journeys in different ways, and we have different things that we need to do to feel fulfilled and to feel alive in our career choices, in our creative choices, that best serves us and best serves the people around us. So yeah, it was incredible diving into that with Tara and you know, made me think of a number of things during and after the episode. And it's great to hear people's reflections, you know, after the episode and at the end of the conversation as well. So that was actually, fantastic. Can't wait to hang out with Tara, like go to New York. She has to come to Australia, meet somewhere. So yeah, it'd be amazing. So thank you, everyone. Here are our responses. We have three, oh, we have many responses. Obviously, lots of you send in so many from around the world, but I'm going to be reading three, one from Brazil, Ireland, and New York. So our first response is from Michael from Brazil. He said, how can we create a listening space for ourselves and others? Great question there, Michael. You know, creating a listening space. You know, technology or being near technology, people are going to say. But also, I think, you know, not about you, but sometimes I can get distracted if a lot of people are around me. You know, like people watching, and you know, you're in a coffee shop, or there's lots of people, it's a happening kind of cafe or something, and there's a lot of people around you. You can be just with about one person, but there's a lot of things and a lot of people around you. So sometimes you're like, oh, like what's this? Like out of curiosity about your surroundings as well. So I think going to this like quieter space, maybe not so many people, not so many distractions in that aspect, not just your phones, because you can just put your phone away, put in your pocket, put in your bag. But also, yeah, the space that you choose to have that. And I think one-on-one as well. Like I think it's just like a small group. You can do it also in, you know, two or three people or more. But one-on-one, you're really able to just be present with that one person, and you can also be more vulnerable. Your guard is less up, like it's more down, because depending on, you know, people's own personal development and progress and work they've done on themselves, sometimes their ability to listen and not focus on their insecurities or something, because there are many people there and you don't know people's comfort with one another. And each person's relationship individually, one-on-one, is different. And then when you put people in group settings, they behave differently as well. So I would say being one-on-one and your space and your phone put away, definitely some things that would help with listening. I think too, sometimes people are able to better listen in their comfort zone, like in their home space. Definitely, you know, for people, especially like as I'm doing podcasting, people, because they're in their home space and the time that they're not, you know, having to move anywhere, they're able to, in a way, be more vulnerable. I know people think, oh no, but how with Zoom, I can't do it. Maybe because of your profession or your work and you're always in these meetings, it's different. But one-on-one, and you're kind of coming in the headspace of this open, deep kind of conversation, you're able to do so as well. Because, yeah, I'm sure you people have friends and people around the world that they want to talk with, and you don't have a choice but to speak either messaging, voice messages, video calls. But if I would say, if you can't meet physically, a video call would be the next best thing. Or, you know, a voice message after that, I think. Texting, I don't think you can have a conversation or people listening. You know, obviously it's a texting, so it's different. But yeah, video call is also good. And I don't know, like I think let's say you're in a group setting too, I think what usually sometimes happens is that if it's a bigger group, you tend to like talk to the person next to you. So, but sometimes people find it difficult to listen to you, be present with you, because their ears also listening into other conversations, you know, when some people do that. So yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely one-on-one. And less noise, less people around, it really definitely would help with that. I would say it's a practicing thing too. Like if you're somebody who doesn't train their listening muscle as well, like to be able to, as you're saying, create a space for yourself and others, some people need to practice or need to, like, you know, use the muscle, because they're not using that and not able to be present. There's also other factors involved as well. Like you have to take into consideration people's ADHD. I think ADHD is like, I don't know, I'm noticing more and more people being diagnosed with it, more people, like more friends, more people I know, and they're having, you know, it's the inability or the distraction. And sometimes they need to work a bit harder to be present. And so external factors do play a major role in like someone being with you. So again, like taking that in consideration, maybe asking more questions so there's no frustration with you and another person, to understand what is hindering someone from actually listening, I think. And that's the biggest thing. I think instead of us making assumptions, and depends on your relationship with the person, of course, we'd ask each other more questions like, hang on, like, do you want to have this conversation? Or how can we both, what do we need for us both to really listen right now? I think could be, you know, something that you could talk about. I don't think anyone's ever done that. Well, to me anyway, I've never heard of anyone do that with each other. So it's not something, like, I'm sure people have done that, but it's not something I think you frequently hear. But yeah, more questions like that instead of, I think, assumptions. Our second response is from Sierra from Ireland. Sierra said, I love that you mentioned listening with your body and through vibrations. We tend to think it's only with our minds and ears. Thank you, Sierra. Yes. I love how Tara brought that up. Like, you know, listening with your body, and the example that she was mentioning, like dancing and dancers, like your partner's there to, like, that you're, the person's going to be there in the position that you need them to be in without you even looking sometimes. Like even sports and athletes, let's say soccer or football, if you're in Europe, you know, it's just like you have to look up, yes, but sometimes a player will be in the position you need them to be in. Just, you know, you're so in sync with one another and feeling the vibrations and seeing the game, of course, too. But yeah, dancers, I mentioned my dance teacher, like when we're dancing salsa, I've seen him with other professional dancers, him dancing and leading these salsa dancers without touching them. So it's just remarkable to watch. But yes, it's definitely, I think we also need to be in tune with that, listening with not just our ears, our minds, our bodies, our hearts, our souls, listening, you know, listening, the listening muscle. It's not exactly a muscle. It's, you know, it's listening, almost like a listening, it's a listening skill, but we can listen with so many parts of us. So, yeah, thank you so much, Sierra, and you're absolutely right. And our third response is from Tegan from New York. Tegan said, Tara mentioned how she created her business through experiences in working in odd jobs and wanting to work within the wellness space. I think that shift or mindset during that time, especially as Tara mentioned, financial stresses is a mental struggle. Yeah, absolutely. I think at times when things are financially stressful, it's hard to think, oh, let me create a business and, put my heart and soul in. I know I want, you know, something for myself, but something beneficial for people, whilst trying to do these odd jobs to pay bills, to pay rent, you know. So definitely, it is definitely a mental struggle. And I think there are going to be sacrifices needing to be made with that. And I think it's in little bursts as well. Like you can't be like, oh, I'm doing all these things, I'm going to try and start a business, I'm going to try and start, get something going as well. Like you'll have a creative burst, you'll have a creative dip, you'll have energy like in bursts, and then you'll be like mentally, physically exhausted. And then, you know, as you're doing everything. So I think when you feel that burst, and like it will just, you know, happen, hopefully, and you just, you know, use it and go all in and see what happens. And don't be hard on yourself. I think the biggest thing is that people are hard on themselves. Like, I'm trying to do all these things. I'm trying to, you know, do all I can, or, you know, I've got this going and I'm trying to make things happen and nothing's happening. I think that's the hardest part. Like you're putting all this energy and you're, you know, working so hard in this thing to grow and to, for yourself, and when nothing's happening and it's been, and you've been doing it for a long time, in your eyes, maybe a long time, depends who you speak to. It can be that mental struggle of just keep going, just, you know, another day, another day, another day. And then you hear these stories by people. I love all these underdog stories, like people who aren't born into situations, and they're like, because they're like, I just that one more day, and had I not, you know, continued, or had I just stopped there, I wouldn't have had that one opportunity that, you know, that I've been working towards for years. it wouldn't have come because I stopped. And that's true. Like, you know, like I think it as much as it is a struggle, like just it, you know, is it better to struggle and like not know when things will go, or better to do nothing, go, well, I've got nothing to be annoyed about or upset about because I'm not trying at all. Like, what's worse for you? You know, for me, it's like, oh, like for me, it would be more a mental struggle not to do it, not to continue and to stop. But yeah, we're all different. So yeah, thank you so much, Tegan, for bringing that question up too, and that perspective up. So yeah, thank you everybody. It's always so interesting hearing these different responses and people adding to the conversation. And I love that community and space we've created. It's really great that we're all able to get to know ourselves better, and in turn get to know others better. It's all about hearing perspective and not being defensive when you hear perspective too, and that taking it in. And it's not there to harm you, it's actually there to help you grow. So yeah, fantastic. And I'm so looking forward to next week's Get to Know You Cafe. Thank you for listening to Get to Know You Cafe. If you enjoyed this podcast, rate, review, and share the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. You can tag me at Get to Know You Podcast. Be sure to listen to Tuesday's podcast and send in your responses for us to include next Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe to deepen dialogue. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, be sure to tag me in a post with your question. Join us every Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe.